am I so sleepy?
It's the end of the week.
Wake up! Wake up!
What have you got to say for yourself?
Thank God it's Friday!
Thank God it's Friday!
It's Friday. We get tired on Fridays.
You're not really much of a morning person.
You know, if it wasn't morning, I would have a drink.
Regardless.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Whenever you're ready, I'm all ears.
Let's go!
Yes, please, please, let's go.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's Friday. Did you think we were going to make it? Oh, come on. You knew we were going to make it. It's showtime, baby. Let's get this started. 923FMTalk.com. 991FMTalk.com. The webpage is today. Today's poll question, because it may or may not be answered at 1 o'clock this afternoon. But just out of curiosity, if it turns out that the Arizona audit proves Joe Biden won, hands down, without a doubt, the 2020 election, will you recognize him as the 46th president of the United States of America? And I just heard that in my head for the listeners out there that just screamed at the top of their lungs, hell no! But still, I want to take an official poll. So yesterday's poll, sorry about this to all the feminist liberals out there. Should James Bond be played by a woman? 97% of those participating in the poll said no. J. Monica J. License to talk. Oh, I still love that from yesterday. All right. Today's poll. If you go to the web pages to answer today's poll question. Remember, if you go in to my page specifically, pull down the schedule, click on weekdays, click on my picture there. If you scroll down to week of September 20th, you'll see just above that is the link to the live broadcast feed from the Arizona legislature that you can watch at 1 o'clock this afternoon when they start giving the hearing. Is it a hearing? I don't know if it's really a hearing, but when they're giving the information, okay, the final audit report, because there will be some pretty interesting people. Doug Logan will represent on behalf of Cyber Ninjas. Ben Cotton will provide what he's found when he looked at the machines, the Dominion machines themselves. An individual, don't have a name, will be presenting about the ballot signature envelopes. Randy Poland will talk about the third count that the Senate did. Ken Bennett will have a report about where Maricopa failed to meet and comply with state statutes and election procedures. That's also going to be an interesting one, and maybe our legislators should be watching that. I have a feeling a lot of people are going to be watching this because I was paying very close attention to the top of the hour news there, and nothing mentioned. That's pretty much the way it's going to be. And we're probably going to see something, well, you know, maybe. Might see something happen before 1 o'clock that completely distracts the news media, the mainstream media. Because, well, look at all the other distractions that have already come out. Just when then the last couple of days, couple of hours, the border crisis continues on. The shooting that was yesterday. Nothing's really grabbing hold, though. People want this information. We've been waiting for a long time. We've been waiting since November 4th. I mean, come on. We've been waiting for this. And we've been teased. And we've been promised. And it's finally here. I'm like a kid in a candy store. I cannot wait. This is absolutely one of the best days ever. This is a statement being put out by Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States. Huge findings in Arizona. However, the fake news media is already trying to call it again for Biden before actually looking at the facts, just like they did in November. The audit has uncovered significant and undeniable evidence of fraud. Until we know how and why this happened, our elections will never be secure. This is a major criminal event and should be investigated by the Attorney General immediately. The Senate's final report will be released today at 4 o'clock. I have heard it is far different than that being reported by the fake news media. Imagine that. Imagine that. There is nobody in the liberal media who wants to be proven a liar, proven wrong, or even unmasked that they didn't do their job. And that's what I find most interesting is mainstream media is not journalists anymore. It's not about journalism. It's not about giving you unbiased facts of history combined with the now, combined with intent, motive. Just the facts, ma'am. Dragnet, one of my favorites. Just the facts. And it looks as though one of those facts that is coming out is the fact that votes counted were way in excess of voters who voted. How does that happen? And why is everybody ignoring that? If you have a population of 100,000 and yet you have 123,000 votes, wouldn't everybody say there's an issue there? Doesn't matter what party you belong to. If we don't have fraud-free elections, we don't have anything. That's why we have to fight for voter integrity. That's top of the list of my platform. I don't know what's going to happen. People keep asking me all the time, what do we do? What do we do? Remember, our elections are done by the counties, the county registrars. If we want change in our county, whether it be Washoe, Douglas, Lyon, Clark, I think I threw up a little bit in my mouth there saying Clark. We need to have the registrar of voters, our elections department, we need to have them stand up and say, we hear you. We hear you don't trust these machines. We need the county commissions on top of this. And they're not touching it with a 10-foot pole. Bob Lucy's already out having fundraisers. trying to get reelected to the Washoe County Board of Commissioners. You need to be in front of him asking him what he's going to do about the elections. Whether you think there was fraud or not, people do not trust them. Isn't it important to have the people's trust? So what do? We have paper ballots. We have paper ballots and we have hand counts. With a Republican, a Democrat, and a nonpartisan. And every single person is checking that ballot. It's going to take a little longer, but I don't care. I'm willing to pay for it. I'm willing to pay extra to bring back the integrity and bring back faith to the American voter and those who vote here in Nevada. What are these other people willing to do? So far, I've heard nothing. So it's up to all of us to get them on board and get them to take action and get it started now and not in May of next year before the primaries. Because the primary is the most important election we have. That's when you decide who is going to represent you. I don't think I'm stretching by saying that there's been fraud on both sides. Because it's who a certain group wants in place. And that includes down ballot candidates. We want certain Republicans that we know are going to vote our way. And I'll explain that when I come back on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Today is National Punctuation Day. Here are some examples. Wahlberg is an exclamation mark. Boy George, comma. Chameleon is my favorite song. And finally, I'm having my period. Happy National Punctuation Day.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Yes, indeed. What a day. Thank you so much for being here, and I'm going to brighten somebody's day. How about a little Mangiatutto and Bank Saloon giveaway today? $25 each. What do you think? Nice little $50 prize for you just for listening to the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Now, I love this quote from Candace Owens. You know that you live in a great country when even the people who absolutely detest it refuse to leave. Boy, ain't that the truth. We keep hearing people say, I'm going to move to Canada. I'm going to move to Europe. Hello, I'll help you pack your bags. So let's take a look at it this way. If you want to keep people happy, don't you want both sides to win every once in a while? If you really want to make long-term change, you kind of go back and forth with, you know, one year the Democrats are in charge, one year the Republicans in charge, and you kind of go back and forth. And then you have those Republicans who vote with Democrats and, you know, just look at my opponent. But then you have those Republicans that I find it amusing when the chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party talks about how Washoe County is actually red. If you look at the down ballots, how many people voted and how many Republicans were elected into what seats. Yet when Washoe County is still just this much under Clark County as being incredibly liberal from the city to the county to, then that tells me that the wrong Republicans are being elected. Just saying. It doesn't matter if you consider this a red county, because it's not a true blue red. It's not a conservative red. Or you wouldn't have a sheriff that doesn't protect your rights. You wouldn't have a county commission that doesn't protect your rights, or a school board that is literally suffocating your children. We wouldn't be where we are today if we actually had conservatives in those seats. So don't tell me that Washoe County is red. The rurals, now those are the red counties. So talk and text 884-9910. You're going to need that number if you want to win Mongitudo or and Bank Saloon today. I'm a registered libertarian. How do I change it? What do I do? So I hate to say this, but this is a two-party system. The majority of people, the massive majority is Republican or Democrat. You're never going to change that. No matter how badly you want a third party in there to break everything, to shake everything up, it's not going to happen. You can be registered independent. You can be registered libertarian, Green Party, whatever you want, independent American Party. But here's the problem. If you find a candidate, say like me, that you want to vote for, that you're backing all the way, this is how you and the candidates literally get screwed over in the primary. Because if you are registered a libertarian, when you receive your ballots, you will only see libertarian candidates on your ballot. You're not able to vote for everybody until it gets to the general. And that's not right. So if you find a candidate who is a Republican, or on the other side, who is a Democrat, you have to register in that party. And I urge you, if you want to vote for people like Fred Simon or Joey Gilbert, or if you want to vote for Sam Brown for the U.S. Senate, you have got to change your political affiliation to Republican. Other than that, where are the libertarian candidates that you would vote for? Where are the independent candidates that you would vote for? They're not going to do anything in the primary. And the primary is the most important election that we have, and it is in June. And time, as you can tell, because today is September 24th. September 24th. It's flying by. And they say time flies when you're having fun, but most of us aren't having fun right now. And I get it. And we need to get back to that positivity. So this is what you need to do. You need to either change your political affiliation to Republican or Democrat if you want to see real change. And personally, I say Republican. And then we need to make sure with phone calls, with getting in front of people, getting in front of the commission, making them state their case, what they believe, we need to get our system changed. We need paper ballots and we need them counted. And not by Dominion software, Smartmatic. And what really makes me sick to my stomach is the man who approved and got this all put in place is now running for governor. Yes, thank you so much, Dean Heller, when you put this in through the Secretary of State, when you were Secretary of State. Did you do your research? Just asking. You know, Dean, or if anybody knows Dean, you are welcome on this show anytime. Please, 884-9910. But I can guarantee he's never going to call in. He's never going to be on this show. Because he won't answer the hard questions. It's the Monica Jay Show, asking the hard questions on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Oh, yes, we are. Disorder at the border by Biden's executive order. Little Dr. Seuss for you this morning. Hey, log on to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com right here through the Monica Jay Show and answer today's poll question. If, that's a big if it turns out that the Arizona audit proves Joe Biden won the 2020 election, will you recognize him as the 46th president of the United States of America? Yes or no? I think it's pretty dang funny, though, because cyber ninjas, all of these guys that have worked on this for months and months and months and months and months and months, they haven't even given their report yet. It's at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and yet the media is already calling it for Joe Biden. So obviously, we see how they're going to be covering this. Yesterday's poll question, should James Bond be played by a woman? Dip his toe in? 97% of those participating in the poll said no. Nope, 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 nope. James Bond is all man, and we want to keep it that way. So on my little tirade in the last segment, somebody asked me a question online and it completely went over my head and I went off on a little diatribe there that didn't have anything to do with what they asked. They asked how to change it, that they're a libertarian, and how do they change? How do they change it? How do they change what's going on? No, it's not what... They didn't want to know how to change what's going on. They wanted to know how to change their party affiliation. Well, that's really easy. Anywhere you go where you see a voter registration booth set up, which, by the way, there will be a voter booth registration or a voter registration booth at the Reclaim Nevada Festival on October 17th. So if you have any questions, you just fill out the information again, and then you check whatever party affiliation you want, such as Republican. Just because you are already registered to vote doesn't mean that you can't re-register under a different party affiliation. Another way you can do it I mean, that's just the paperwork side. Another way you can do it is electronically. Go on to either the Secretary of State's website. You can go through the voter registration there. Or you can go to your county registrar voter registration and change your affiliation there. And that's why I love the online, because you can see everything that they've got documented on you, which is pretty impressive. Says what elections you voted in, how you voted in the past. You know, did you vote Republican, Democrat? Your address, where you should vote, you know, your voting location if you do election day voting. Because early voting, you can pretty much vote at different locations anywhere. So there's all kinds of ways that you can change your party affiliation. You just have to do it before the primary. Again, I can't stress that enough. So I thank everybody who goes on to my webpage and asks me questions and stuff like that. Just a few minutes ago, I was talking about going online to 923fmtalk.com. That's one website. Or 991fmtalk.com. That's the other website. If you pull down the schedule, go into weekdays, click on my picture, go into my page. People keep emailing me and texting me, what's that site for Arizona to follow it live? You know, give me a little bit of love here. I mean, I'll send it to you, but it's so much nicer if you go to my webpage, because then you can see all the other stuff that I post there for you. Really, I post this for you. Like the geoengineeringwatch.org. The awarriorcalls.com ultimate truth page. Deep Rig, the movie online. Non-compliant. movie.com. A lot of stuff on there from America's frontline doctors. The doctors that I am very familiar with and use either for Regeneron or ivermectin. Dr. Bruce Frong, Dr. Frank Schallenberger, Dr. Stephen Dalton, all their information, their websites, the links, all active right there. Because I want you to familiarize yourself with this. If you go down to week of September 20th, 2021, right above that is the Arizona audit live stream for 1 o'clock that you can click on. And then just above that is the best air tracker, air quality tracker you'll ever, ever see. It's called purpleair.com. But, you know, and then I put a lot of stories in there under each week. Everything that I try to talk about, that I try to put out for you, like, Iran, Hezbollah planning attack against U.S. at home, says U.S. counterterrorism chief. You find stuff like that there. You find stuff like New England Journal of Medicine backtracks now, admits COVID vax may not be safe for pregnant women. What? You mean because all of the miscarriages being reported on VAERS? They updated the study after it found that 104 out of 827 pregnant participants experienced spontaneous abortions or miscarriages. So you can also find the links to openvares.com, to the Health and Human Services website. You've got the tracker there for the hospitalizations to see if, well, if our local media is lying to you or not. by saying that the hospitals are all overrun. Well, you know why hospitals feel like they're overrun? Because they fired people. Because they did budget cuts. Got rid of staff. Hospitals are shutting down around this country. They're shutting down departments because, well, they're bringing it on themselves. People aren't going to stand for vaccine mandates. Everybody. We've had entire police units in different counties around this country all leave and shut down. What does that do? We have Navy SEALs now refusing. A lot of them. And the government says they won't be deployed. Yeah. That puts this nation at risk. It puts our health care at risk. But you have to stand your ground. I like this one. I re-put this one on there from Breitbart. Breitbart News, one of the great ones I follow. CNN publishes Chinese state propaganda. U.S. has higher crime because it lacks gun control. Yeah, you want to see what the lack of gun control or what gun control does to a country? Cuba, Venezuela. Oh, let me just throw in there now, Australia. The military and law enforcement beating people, men, women, dragging people out of their homes. This is not an exaggeration. Remember, they gave up their guns years ago. And now they're paying the price for it. You don't give up what protects you from a tyrannical government. And that's what we are seeing all around the world right now. Thanks for being here today on this Friday. I'm going to bring you some good stuff, better than what I've brought you. So just stay tuned. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. We've got a nice little prize package for you today. $25 gift certificate to Mangiatutto and a $25 gift certificate to Bank Saloon. Nice. You know, it's funny. You get rid of the bad and then more bad comes in. Even worse bad. I think this is just a tragic comedy that we're all just living through. Governor Cuomo got rid of Chris Cuomo, accused of sexual harassment when actually, you know, he should have been arrested for murder and all the nursing home deaths. So the new governor, this woman, I don't even want her name coming out of my mouth. This is just unbelievable. So she is out there now saying that if you don't get the shot, you might as well move out of New York because you're not going to have anything. You're not going to be able to work. You're not going to be able to eat. Nothing. No restaurants, no grocery stores, no bars, no state jobs. Wow. And she's encouraging all states to do that. And she's encouraging Biden to push that. So much for fresh blood in office. But then again, she was already, what, deputy governor or something? Lieutenant governor? So they're all the same. It just proves. What's that old saying that my grandmother used to say? Better the devil you know. You know, it's interesting because that statement comes out a lot during elections. Better the devil you know. Better to vote for a Republican that's a rhino than try somebody new. Let's change that. Let's get rid of that. Let's learn who the candidates are. And you can do it. You don't have to even go to fundraisers to do it. Talk to them. Go onto their websites. So many of them have their contact information right there. Call them, email them, write to them. Speaking of writing to people, I tell you, I have to appreciate all the letters that I'm getting, the handwritten letters, the handwritten cards, especially when I was sick and in the hospital. Thank you so much. I miss that. I miss that getting to know each other that way in a letter. We don't do that anymore as society. And it's fun. Rather than just sitting down and doing something impersonal, you know, like a tweet or a text or a Facebook post or a poke. Write a letter to somebody. Somebody that you haven't sent one to in a long time. Your best friend. Maybe that you just, you know, talk to every once in a while because they're on the other side of the country. Sit down and write them a letter. We don't write that much anymore either. How will our children ever know what cursive writing is? Can't sign their names? Because the school districts, thanks to school boards, taking cursive out of the curriculums. Of course, for me, half of the time, cursive means something else, but you know what I mean. So these kids won't even be able to read the original documents, because so many of them are done in cursive. Speaking of which, Samuel Adams. Massachusetts ratifying convention, 1788. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. You notice there that he said arms. He didn't say muskets. He didn't say long guns. He didn't say pistols. He didn't say anything of the times, because things change. The Constitution doesn't change, though. So whatever the times are bringing, you should be constitutionally allowed to own those firearms as well. These red flag laws, if any Republican voted for a red flag law, a blue card, registration, oh, you mean like Joe Lombardo did? Yeah, you might want to check out Joe Lombardo supporting the blue card. Just type it into your search engine for all those people who think that he's going to be the next governor of this great battle-born state. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Stick around. Going to give you a great prize in the next hour.